Hey there, I'm Lauren, and you're listening to the Podcast Manager Show, a podcast for podcast managers. Each week, we cover the technical and tactical aspects of running a profitable podcast manager business. With over 90,000 new shows starting each month, podcast managers are in demand. I mean, in demand. And I'm here to help you land your dream clients while reaching your monthly income goals and without working like crazy. Are you ready? Let's get to today's episode. Hey, you guys, welcome back to another episode of the Podcast Manager Show. I'm Lauren, and in today's episode, we are talking about what a podcast manager is. I know this might seem like a silly question, or maybe you feel silly like not knowing, but this is actually really common. I get this question all the time from podcasters and from freelancers. Like, what is a podcast manager? What do they do? How are they qualified? And can I be one? So that's what we're going to be going over in this episode. What a podcast manager is and what the difference is between a podcast manager and a podcast editor. Okay, so let's dive into what is the difference between a podcast manager and a podcast editor. So a podcast editor is someone who edits audio, right? But it's less about what they do and more about the perception of a podcast editor. So a podcaster might think, hey, I really don't want to edit my shows anymore. It takes 3 to 4 times the length of a show to edit it. And for a podcaster, that's a huge time suck and no one's paying them for it. So they might think, hey, I want to outsource this to a podcast editor. And what they see in an editor is someone where they can just send their audio, it'll get edited, they'll give them $50, and then they'll send it back to them. It's a very transactional relationship. None of the other details of the show are taken off the podcaster's plate. It's just simply the editing. Well, a podcast manager, they can edit audio, they can schedule the show, they can create show notes, they can create social media graphics, they can send emails for you to promote the episode, they can even find guests and book guests. So any piece of the podcast manager could do and or coordinate. So business owners have so much going on, right? And they really don't want to deal with another consistent project. So as a podcast manager, you take that burden of, hey, I'm going to make sure everything gets done. I'm going to manage you into getting the pieces that you need to give to me. And I'm going to make sure that every single week we have a podcast that goes live. That is the huge difference between a podcast manager and a podcast editor. And that stress that you're able to take off the podcaster's plate is the exact reason why you can command such higher rates as a podcast manager versus a podcast editor. It's really about that mindset shift. You might be wondering what a podcast manager is versus a podcast producer or a podcast strategist. So a podcast manager versus a podcast producer, there's really no difference. Producer is more of a word that gets thrown around in this space because you produce the show. And manager is more like, you know, a project manager, the project being podcast. But they're used interchangeably. And I think sometimes people like to use the word producer, myself included, because it sounds kind of fancier, but there really isn't a big difference. And then a podcast strategist is someone who brings strategy to the table. So they know enough about podcasts and how to create a successful podcast that they then can say, hey, these are some of the episodes that I think you should be recording so that we can make a real impact on your audience and on your business's bottom line. So back when I was landing one-on-one clients, which I'm not anymore, I just have the 4 clients that I love working with. But back when I was landing clients, I often would explain how one of the great things about hiring a podcast manager is that we know the podcasting world. We love podcasts. And so we listen to podcasts. We follow podcasters. So we know what works on social media, what kind of posts we like for podcasts. We know what podcasts should sound like. We know what's normal for podcasts and what's not really normal for podcasts. Like by just loving podcasts, we've actually been educating ourselves on what works, right? So one of the great things that you bring to the table as a podcast manager is being able to say, okay, so social media strategy, here's what works on social media for podcasts. Show notes. Okay, this is what type of blog post that we'll call a show note. This is what it should look like from a podcasting perspective. So you can be that expert on a team, your expertise being podcast. So because of the fact that podcast management is still so unsaturated, you can really go onto a team as a podcast expert with not having that much experience per se, but just being really knowledgeable about podcasts. And of course, you can join my program, the Podcast Manager Program. I teach you all about how to edit, all about how to do guest management, how to manage a show, how to launch a show for a client. I cover all of that, all of those skills that you need to be an awesome podcast manager. But because this is such a niche and a niche that people need, it's so easy to come on as an expert for your clients. So you might be excited thinking, okay, I've been thinking about this. I've been thinking about becoming a podcast manager. And you might start thinking about like who your ideal podcaster would be to work with, right? Before you get too far in that, I want to say one thing. So there are two different kinds of podcasters. There are podcasters who have a podcast and it's related to a business that they have. And then there's another type of podcaster who's a hobby podcaster. Maybe their podcast was like the one that I used to have with my friend, where we would sit around and talk about fitness. And some of the podcasts that you might be listening to, maybe they do have that feel, but because their podcast has been so successful, they now do have a way to monetize. And the reason that this is important is because you want to find clients who are somehow monetizing their podcast, because that's how they're going to be able to pay you. You know, if they're not making money on their podcast, then they're not going to have a budget. They're not going to have the budget that we want and need. Maybe if they're looking for a podcast editor, they'll say that their budget's at $100 a month. And that's just not the podcaster that we're looking for, right? So when you're thinking about the ideal podcaster that you work with, I want you to think about someone who is monetizing their show by either promoting their business in the show or in some other fashion. That's the kind of podcaster who's looking for you. They've got a budget and they need tasks taken off of their plate, and that's what you can do for them. Okay, so if you want to know more about how to become a profitable podcast manager, I have a free masterclass that you can go to. It's at laurenwrighton.com/masterclass. And in that class, I teach you how to become a profitable podcast manager without working more than 20 hours a week. I also want to hear what podcaster you would love to work with. So go over to Instagram. I'm at Lauren Wrighton, and let me know who is that podcaster. And maybe we can even talk back and forth about if that's a type of podcaster who's looking for a podcast manager. I would absolutely love to help you niche down into podcast management so that you can help produce a podcast that you love. Okay, thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I can't wait to talk to you next time. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. Come connect with me over on Instagram at Lauren Wrighton or in the Podcast Manager Mastermind on Facebook. And let me know what you liked about this episode. You can always find the links and resources mentioned in this show over at laurenwrighton.com. Until next time, I'll be cheering you on.